niggas. We coming for you, nigga.
Because we pimping all over the world.
Dude, I was like, what? Because I think they're watching it way after the States gets it. So then they're searching for stuff.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Okay. That might, sense. Yeah.
That makes
sense. Strike where the iron's over there.
Oh, yeah. We got to support the culture, bro. We got to now.
Hey, mine came in the mail today.
The third black WWE champion of all time? Come on, yes. Man.
I literally ordered this mug
downstairs for the first one. I need to throw it on. Yo, you got to grow your hair out again. You would be Kofi Kingston.
We take what we want, and after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga. For you, nigga. For you, nigga.
We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold sucker.
Hulk Hogan!
We coming for you, no. We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold sucker.
Hulk Hogan!
We coming for you, no. We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold sucker.
Hulk Hogan!
We coming for you, no. We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold sucker.
Hulk Hogan!
We coming for you, no. Coming for you.
You know what? We ain't taking no time to get into it this episode, but we got a jam-packed episode. We got a jam-packed episode for y'all to say. But check this out. My name is RVS. You can check me out at FranchiceO6. That's FranchiceO6. All social media. And the co-host right over here is...
Let me tell y'all something. R18D_R.
Yes, sir. And we coming at y'all with two special guests today. Man, this is a huge episode. We had to put two shows together for this one episode. So we got Matt and Durrell from the Scenario Podcast with us today, man. What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Happy, man. I'm just want to give a shout out to all my brothers over in Nepal, Bangladesh, India, Thailand. No, y'all holding it down right now. Like, y'all have literally flipped the whole network where 30 to 40% of our listenership is now in the Far East. We may have to flip all of our programming now. Like, I don't even know. I mean, I'm looking at it on a real business level. Like, should we flip all our programming? Should we replace everybody with people from the Far East on our network? Like, the scenario.
Wait a minute. What is the 20? What country is the 20%?
Oh, 20% is India.
We need to look and see what sponsors we can get off of that damn 20%, because I'm pretty sure something we can put on here with some damn Indian language that we don't know what the hell they saying, but it's a sponsor. Something just, looking to.
Hey, you know what? We might as well get into that. So, man, so we got a jam-packed week full of wrestling. Hey, listen, you already know what it is.
You see me rated R wearing the shirt.
Man,
womp.
And listen, I legit bought this shirt on Monday morning, not even thinking about the fact that Bobby Lashley was wrestling Miz. I bought it because it was 50% off. Yep. And I finally was just like, yo, it's $13. Let me go ahead and take care of that. So I'm just going to say, I did this. It's me. I made Bobby Lashley win. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
Take the credit where it's due, man. I'm gonna take it in my brother Rated R's words. Hell of a way to end Black History Month.
Yeah, hell of a way to end Black History Month.
Damn right, and it's almost like a take back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we took back a couple days in March. The Miz, but then I don't. It's like weird, man. Right. You know, like, yeah. I feel sorry for him just on a general basis that you literally have had the title ripped from you. But then I remember all the black people that have had their titles ripped from them unceremoniously right after pay-per-views. So
Kofi Kingston when they got on Fox for the first time and Brock Lesnar beat him in 5 seconds. Yeah.
So I don't feel bad for the Miz, and the Miz was racist on the Real World. So,
I didn't know
he was. He was racist on there, and he had just got done talking big shit to Big E. because he was on Big E was on Talking Smack. And Big E was just like, yo, you know, I'm black. I don't get the same opportunities. And Miz was like, yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'm in the mid card too. And he's like, bro, you main evented WrestleMania. Like, shut the fuck up talking to me. So Miz was out here talking that good shit just a week ago, and then he got kicked in his chest.
Yeah.
hey, that's what happens. That's called life coming at you quick. He got Trezvanted, dog. It's a real life wrestling Trezvan.
Hey, but speaking of life coming at you fast and possibly getting Trezvanted, I don't know if this counts as being Trezvanted, but shout out to a couple of listeners. Shout out to Daryl for mentioning this on the YouTube comments. But yeah, a lot of people are checking for the "You took PTO to commit treason" t-shirts. Check this out. They on the way. I got a designer working on them.
We got a shirt coming.
We got a shirt coming. We got t-shirts coming. So
it's too many people coming and asking about these t-shirts, man. It's gotta happen.
But it's actually becoming more so of a segment of the show, because actually there's a lot of people in and tangential to wrestling that were actually taking PTO to commit treason. So the next person that is showing up on the Summer Jam screen is none other than Chris Jericho's wife and mother-in-law. So check this out.
Oh, she took PTO to go commit treason.
Wife and mother-in-law all over Facebook, all over Instagram. They was, you know, me and my daughter in DC. It was cold for this Florida girl up there. 2020. So Chris Jericho's wife, she has a banner. Her IG profile picture is a bunch of these women holding a banner for Trump joints in DC. So Chris Jericho's wife and mother-in-law both took PTO to commit treason, man.
Hold on, Matt, you go first.
Go ahead.
Can I ask a question real quick? I'm looking at this screen. I just need to know which one of them is exactly old enough to be married to Chris Jericho. Because this looks like a whole bunch of avocados that got left out and you went to work. And then you came back and was like, damn, my avocados went bad.
Way past
so is that their daughter too? Is that their daughter too?
No, so okay. Here's the question. Okay.
I don't know who.
That was my question. Which one is Chris Jericho's wife? And then which one is his mother-in-law?
Oh, God.
Okay, his mother-in-law is in the middle on the third picture. His wife is going to the right. And the daughter, I guess, of the avocado in the middle is the one to the left.
Close. So, yeah, you got the mother-in-law. The mother-in-law is right here in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is Chris Jericho's wife right here.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's Chris Jericho's wife.
Hey, yo, okay. I feel some.
She looks 20, like straight out of Mizzou.
She looks straight from Columbia.
This is some Ted Cruz action right here.
Yeah, how have anybody checked how old she is? Like her ID?
I don't know. So I'll say this. He's been married to her since what, 2002, 2003?
Right.
Oh wow, okay.
So it's been a minute.
Let me be clear real quick. I'm not saying that she looks young. I'm saying that she looks way too old to be married to Chris Jericho. Like, this looks like Chris Jericho's mama and his aunties got together. Shouldn't be nobody in here talking about they married to Chris Jericho. Let me be real clear about what I'm talking about here. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's all I have for that one. Just Chris Jericho. You know what? And like I said, man, I'm a big Chris Jericho fan, but... Hey, man, it ain't looking good for my boy, man.
It's not. It's not looking good as of late. It really hasn't.
No, it's not. And here's the thing. Somebody left the damn hot dogs on the barbecue too long right there. Because now can't nobody have them. Chris Jericho is guilty by association. Because you know damn well if your lady leaving the house in that outfit, you know where she going. And she used your credit card to commit treason.
She took PTO to commit treason.
Yep, exactly. It's all on the bit. When they follow the money, it's going right back to Chris Jericho. Now we can't be super surprised. This is the same dude that he did like four Fozzy shows at motorcycle rallies in the middle of the Rona. He just came out recently and was just like, you know, shout out to Disco Inferno too, because you on the list as well.
What did he do?
So both of them were shouting out Texas for rescinding the mask mandate. And they were just like, yeah, open this shit up. Let's go.
So, okay. So this D.I. is from Marietta, Georgia, which is a suburb outside of Atlanta.
Yep.
They haven't had any restrictions since the Rona's inception. They were right. Basically Atlanta. They're basically St. Charles, Missouri. Okay. They didn't give a damn.
They didn't care at all. They did not care.
So his perception may be askew, but D.I. likes to use a lot of statistics. And his argument was basically said there's facts, figures, and statistics. Shout out to Kevin Samuels. There's facts, figures, and statistics that explains that there's the minority of people who are getting infected by the coronavirus or either have ongoing symptoms, they're older, and they're not younger. So he was looking on the fact like businesses are losing money based off of the fact that, you know, everybody's going to at one point is going to get it. So, but I think if you're in an environment that you're at, like, again, he was in Vegas. He works at Vegas. He works at what's the biggest strip club down there? I can't remember.
Screaming Rhino?
No, I can't remember. But he works at Las Vegas' largest strip club.
Let Daryl keep trying to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, keep going.
But he's going off of, I guess, where he goes off in Atlanta, because Atlanta didn't really fucking wear the fucking mask. So I don't know, man. All I say about it, Rona, is this. Everyone has their perspective of it, their beliefs on it, and their opinions. But I don't think you really understand it until somebody's severely affected by it. And then you talk about it. You thought that bullshit you talking go out the window. I'm not saying that stats and figures and shit is important or it isn't true or is true or whatever. I'm just saying that let somebody important get infected by it, and I'll guarantee all them data shit go out the window. That's just my
opinion. As somebody who successfully avoided the Rona and is now past that part of my life, I wasn't opening up the door to let it in. I don't give a damn. Get right. out of here.
Right.
And also, don't take PTO to get infected by a coronavirus either.
Hey, how come we're not hearing about a spike? How come we're not hearing about a spike that happened in D.C. a month ago? I'm sure it was. None of them motherfuckers
were wearing masks. That is not reporting it. Come on.
None of them motherfuckers. Exactly. Not a single motherfucker in there was wearing masks. I don't want
to
hear this shit.
I'll answer that, though, because I actually talked to my homeboy who lives in D.C. that day, and he said, because none of us are down there. They took all that shit right back to where they came from.
That's real. That's real. That's
they
right.
They back to WCW country.
Well, I like that segue. Speaking of WCW country, the TV show, basically AEW, you know, they get on TNT. But last night, they had a huge crossover with two TNT shows, right?
Man.
So they had Big Shaq making his actual, well, no, I guess technically it ain't his wrestling debut because he was in
AEW
a match.
AEW debut.
Yeah, he made his AEW debut last night in a tag team match, him and Jay Cargill. Versus Cody Rhodes and Red Velvet, aka Lil Brandi Rhodes. You know what I'm saying? Because she's basically Lil Brandi Rhodes, right?
Lil Brandi Rhodes.
But I you know what? I just got to show a clip. Matt and Daryl, I don't know if you caught this. I don't know if y'all caught this last night.
I saw it circulating online.
Charles Barkley is going to drive this dude during the All-Star weekend, bro. He's about to get rolled. Roll the footage.
Yeah, we just got to roll it. Hold on here.
He took the bump good too. It was the way you're supposed to take a bump. Now, I ain't been in a wrestler, but I'm just saying, I know what it looks like when somebody take a bump. So you motherfuckers be talking about, well, you do a podcast, you do nothing but with it. Shut your ass up.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey man, for the record, Jay Cargill was bad, man.
For sure. That was my biggest thing. I was just like, yo, I mean. You know, she looks good in the ring. It looks like, you know, she's doing her thing. But aside from, I told somebody else earlier, I was like, she looked good. And I see why she got her spot. Aside from the obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Very, very obvious reasons. But check this out.
I've been following her on Instagram for a minute. That's all I'm saying.
Now, this is a little bit beyond.
Y'all can hear that, right?
Jade Cargill. Mm-hmm. In a... Well, obviously, it's a table.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, they have made this very, very personal. And here's just another
Fair use.
I think even Shaq is surprised by the actions of Jay. I mean, Jay's gone into business for herself.
Well, I believe she has.
But Velvet identifies the danger. She's a fireball as this Red Velvet come right back out to fight again against a much larger
black
and
black
stronger
corner.
Adversary. Red Velvet currently ranked number 2 in the AEW women's division. She's won 11 of her last 12 matches. She is certainly no stranger to victory, but well, I guess if one
also
good,
Red Velvet, she is engaged to one of Gerald Briscoe's sons.
This is beyond comprehension here. Exactly what they what they're trying
she's
to
she's engaged to one of Gerald Briscoe's sons.
You can say is they're trying to end it. Right before it starts between these two.
What's that?
Who is it he said is engaged to Joe Briscoe's son?
Old girl right here in the red. Set up.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. Still to come tonight, the return to action of her Tully.
Here's somebody else that can try to make their claim. He's the king of black women. He'll
team with hey, listen. He's another cat to get these hands, too. Shout out to Amber Moon, husband.
Whatever, she's a big, big lady.
Say, one of those ladies.
What a kick! Scored the kick right in the face. The Anzi Gary right on the money. And there's a tie. Cody's in now. So that means Shaq's got to come back in.
Oh, boy. And here he comes. Intimidating as always.
All 7 foot one of him.
Oh, dude, Shaq could be this man. What do you think?
That's what I'm saying.
This man looking like Zeus Light.
Right.
Those massive hands were pounding on the sternum and the pecs of Cody earlier tonight.
Now, thank God those two women stayed away from those tables, man. And Cody needs to be very, very cautious here. Ooh.
Oh, smart. What a smart move by Cody Rhodes.
Check out her selling.
Knee
lift, and you saw that one single knee lift by Shaq drop Cody. Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Then he did the shout out to Brody Lee with the power up.
Slammed it home.
This is amazing.
I mean, Cody Rhodes is admirable.
Then Shaq walked right into that.
Oh, never mind.
Big Shaq heels get slammed. Cody's going for the cover. Will it be? No! My God, the power.
And you have to remember, Cody with that shoulder injury.
Cody,
how much does slamming somebody like Shaq take out of him?
Not at all. Not at all.
Jade and Red Velvet square.
Not after that Lex Luger to Yokozuna slam he put on Shaq.
What a way to start.
So Red Velvet took the place of what's called the wife.
Yeah. Once she got pregnant, because this this is supposed to be Brandy.
Brandy got she's pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant. Yeah.
That's why they had her get to have the injury.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
And Shaq just looming large over this match.
What 5'11"?
They said she was 6'2" on the commentary. Damn. So she might be legit 5'11", 6 foot.
She's about 5'11".
She's still tall though.
Yeah.
Jade hooks the far leg with Cody.
There we go.
Interrupted the count. Ooh, big swing and a miss, and Cody with the poke of the eyes. Now Cody.
Oh, here we go.
Big Shaq.
The tables are everywhere. People are shattered.
Yes, sir. So we even got the JR call, man. So Jay Cargill ended up winning the match for her and Shaq after that. So Shaq knocked out on the floor. Cody knocked out on the floor. Jay Cargill ends up getting the win.
Hey, somewhere there's a backboard factory that was like, yeah, finally he got in. Man, asshole. Nigga folded my cousin up.
Can you imagine inside the NBA, Shaq and Charles Barkley? It's probably going to be tonight.
Yeah. 100%. Man, what y'all got on the Big Shaq basically AEW debut in wrestling?
So who's bigger, the Big Show or him?
Ooh. So I think... if I can remember them being face to face, I think Big Show is bigger. Hold on, let's see.
Okay.
Big Show versus Shaq.
I think he get more respect to the Big Show because he moved around better than this.
Yeah, I think Big Show's heavier, but I think Shaq's taller.
No, Shaq is taller. You're right. Yeah. I just looked at their stare down. Shaq is taller. You're right.
Yep.
Okay. Because he was kind of the great Khali is bigger than all of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, so I'm glad you said that real quick. Oh, yes, I'm going to answer your question, but I got to say something about Great Khali real quick.
Yep.
So back when I was in college, SmackDown came and did a house show at the Mizzou Arena.
Yep.
So we worked our way down to the front row. We're sitting in the corner. Great Khali walked out, and I'm a full-grown man, and I came up to his belly button, and it was like the mad, most uncomfortable moment of my life.
Yeah.
When he walked past me, and I was like sitting there looking up. Like if Great Khali was on this show right now, like you'd be looking at his abs.
So, hey man, if you don't go get you a taller camera,
hey man, yeah,
pan exactly. that up.
Yeah,
almost pornographic, brother.
It was like when we first met Nash for the first time. You know, I always knew he was like 7 feet tall, but then it was like, oh, what's up, dog? Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what's up.
We legit, like, that's the funny thing. We stand there talking to Nash, and he'll be standing the whole time. And we like, bro, you're 6'10", 6'11".
He's 6'13".
He's 6'13", man. Sit down.
Having an awkwardly tall homeboy is strange. Because it's like you never really want to dap him up because it's kind of look like he hugging you, kind of like, right. Hey, you don't want that. But anyway,
it's like that every time.
So my thing about that is that, hey, some people don't like it. I love that Shaq keeps mixing it up, keeps getting involved in different stuff. I actually need to listen to his podcast this week because I know that he dropped all of the dirt about that on the Big Shaq show or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah!
His co-host is a real MAGA cat, so I couldn't do it. But I had to stop listening. But that's neither here nor there. D, what you got, man? Because I know the black man stepped into the ring and got pitted against the black woman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but this is the thing, man. I really think wrestling should go ahead and lean in on some real, real racist tropes. Like I think it needs to happen, and I know it's going to maybe pick some backlash. But especially when y'all talking about the villains on a couple episodes ago, I was like, Cody Rhodes or somebody needs to be like, all the black women love me and I want them all. Like, and he's going to collect them like Pokemon. Like he's going to collect them like Pokemon. He just go through and just collect all the black women.
Cody Rhodes could be collect all the black women and then Bobby Lashley can be the king.
White
Well, I mean, he's already doing that though. Like, I mean, that's too true to life. We need
I wrote this. Me and Rated R wrote this 3 years ago.
Yep.
We wrote it at Maggie O'Brien's in downtown St. Louis over Appetizer Street.
Shout out to Maggie O'Brien's, man. They're a low-key. So basically, after all the wrestling shows are out, that's usually the wrestler kicking his spot.
Yep.
So we've kicked it. We kicked it with Drew McIntyre when he was like much younger.
Yep.
Matt Stryker.
And that motherfucker can drink.
Man, we were drinking Irish car bombs. He was getting fans to drink Irish car bombs and just passing them. We was like, shit, let me give
it. He was doing the wheel and deal. That was my move at the field house in college.
Yeah. We was like, fine.
The Shaq being on there was pretty dope. That was cool to see. You know, like he's like Matt said, he's really expanding his industry with, like, I just saw something with Snoop today where he looked like he was painting, and I was just like, this makes no sense, but it's beautiful. Like, that's the type of stuff that, like I ain't mad at people for doing that. I'm not mad.
Dude, Snoop didn't came out with wine. He didn't came he painting now.
He rage quit playing Madden the other day and left the stream up for 7 hours.
Let me ask y'all this is an open question. Do you think that The Rock has kind of opened up the idea of all of these other black athletes and celebrities to kind of get nibble into other things? Because The Rock doing a whole bunch of shit. He doing all kinds of shit. Do you think it was The Rock that started that?
It's Deion Sanders when he did Must Be the Money.
Okay.
And he tried to transition to rap /R&B singing. Okay. That was the beginning of it. They tried to stop it, but it came a top 10 hit still.
I think it's when Jim Brown decided to be in black exploitation films. And
if you want to go back that far, you're right.
With the NFL. He said, all right, I'm not playing anymore. I'm going to make a Western and then black exploitation films.
That's it. That's the answer right there. Jim Brown.
Go. Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, Jim Brown went so far off the charts that he was in Playgirl. Like, he truly crossed over as far as you can go.
Yeah, that's about as far as you can go there.
Yeah, you ain't no coming back for that. I mean, no. Aside from meeting with Trump, you know. Yeah. But Jim Brown, we forgive you for that, man. You
hey,
know.
Man, at least he didn't take PTO to go commit treason.
Yeah, Jim Brown was real quiet after them first 2 years. He was like, you know what, let me go and duck on this one out.
It's yep. Because he was retired. If you gonna commit treason, at least be retired.
Yeah. Don't be using nobody's clock. Yo, nobody's time off. Nobody's
and Jim Brown's like a 15-year-old too.
Oh man! Yeah. Wow.
Jim Brown likes to dip in that pool that's a little bit more shallower.
Oh man, he got that Ron Isley about kind of thing. Oh.
He's got like a 15 or 16-year-old. Like no bullshit. Like he's got like a 15-16-year-old
kid. Oh man. Well,
Chris Jericho went and got him something that looked like potato skins.
I thought just Chris Jericho would be better than that, to be honest with you. I thought he was going to have a stereotypical blonde with the big breast, fake breast. I did, that was me.
I thought so too, but, you know, people surprise you every day. But speaking of surprises, sticking on the AEW train, man. So one of the things that happened in the past couple of weeks is that the Big Show, Paul White made his final heel turn on WWE and showed up in AEW, which he actually showed up on TV last night.
All right.
So he ended his 22-year run with WWE last week, right? He came on TV, so he is going to be the biggest commentator of all time, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's signed to both a talent contract and commentator contract, but he's commentating the up-and-coming AEW show. And he came out on AEW this week. They got a pay-per-view on Sunday. And he said...
Came out?
Well, he said no more BS. So... Take that as you will. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. That's just a hell of a debut. I'm sorry, please.
But yeah, he came out on AEW and he said that he got a scoop that a wrestling legend is signing with AEW on the pay-per-view on Sunday. Hmm. So to get that speculation going.
Hornswoggle. Okay.
That was going to be my question. Who y'all got as the WWE or the wrestling legend signing with AEW?
I'll let you go.
I'm gonna go the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Okay, Ray, who you got?
Damn, what happened to the masterpiece? Damn,
man, I think I want to say he's selling cars or something like that now. He's doing something real post wrestler.
I thought you were about to say he's selling crack.
Nobody leaned into that word like having a white guy selling crack. like and, you know, we had Crime Time and like all that stuff, but like a dude that looks like kind of like a trailer trash dude that sells meth, like the meth dealer. I don't know what it would be
like the repo man,
the truck yard dog. Or something like that. Well, he just sells meth. Like he does promos where you run up on him. He's selling meth. Like, oh man, don't bring no cameras around here.
Hey, I gotta be honest. Hey, Daryl, I gotta be honest. If you want this gimmick, is already active and it's called Bray Wyatt and the Fiend.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
His name is the Fiend.
But
literally.
Then we can bring back like a black version of the Big Boss Man. Like that has to gum wrap, that has to scrounge up the trunk yard dog crew.
Oh, you know, but here's the hook, in there. The black version of the Big Boss Man, the other black wrestlers don't rock with him because he is sellout. Right,
exactly. Shout out to the listener on y'all one show that said for the sucker. What was it? Not the sucker. The race mix of the sellout crew. He can be part of the sellout.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We ain't selling out. We selling in. That's on their t-shirts.
Yeah. Well, they gotta have a cop.
Those be hard t-shirts. We ain't selling out. We selling in.
So no, right now.
Hey, the black big boss man.
We can get like a Roman type of dude. That should be the black big boss man. That should be his name.
And he's adopted by the big boss man. He was an adopted kid by the big boss man. He's from Cobb County too.
He should be from Cobb County too.
But he ain't know it. He got adopted by the big boss man 30 years ago, but he ain't know it. He just been chilling out in Cobb County this whole time, just chilling. So, I mean, the Black Big Boss Man is going to be even worse because, you know, the Big Boss Man got lynched. Kane lynched him in a match, in a Hell in a Cell match.
He did.
So, Black Big Boss Man. Moving on, Rated R, who you got as the lynch?
Black Big Boss Man gets to lynch the Trunk Yard Dog.
Oh, hey, you can't do anything to anything named dogs. Trust me, you can't do that immediately.
And look, and make it even worse. They both gonna be fighting over the Confederate flag.
Confederate flag match
on a pole match
for the Confederate belt. Confederate
flag match.
Only can be fought for in the below the Mason-Dixon line. Like,
oh my god!
From Tuscaloosa, and
the
Alabama.
He's got to bring the belt though, just like the $1 million belt that was made. He's got to make the Confederate belt.
The Confederate belt's just gonna be a braided belt with a do-rag around the middle.
I was gonna say it'll be one of them belts that's got like some LEDs on it, so like the belt only becomes active when it crosses over the Mason-Dixon line, and the belt has like a GPS on it, so it knows when it crosses over.
You can't lose it above the Mason-Dixon.
Hey, Rated R, man, I'll let you go first, man. Who's showing up?
Do
at
I
AEW
have a legend coming to AEW? Y'all not ready for this, and I'm shocking the world right now. It's gonna be your boy Brock Lesnar, man.
Hey, man.
I think he's pulling the trigger, man. I think it's Brock.
Hey, that was my for real answer too. I knew you had it.
I think it's Brock.
Yeah, Brock's not a.
I truly hope it is. I do, because that gets him out of the way for WWE.
I'll say this: if Brock Lesnar shows up on AEW Dynamite or whatever pay per view, you're looking at the shift. Because say what you want to say about Brock. He's must-watch TV. Yep. He's going to go through. He's going to beat the shit out of whoever he needs to get to Kenny Omega. And then once he gets to Kenny Omega, he's going to beat the shit out of him.
So is Kenny Omega still out here trying to collect all the jewels to get all everything? Is he still on that crusade?
Kenny Omega's doing that, but Brock Lesnar show up on there. You looking at the reincarnation of really Thanos in professional wrestling.
That would be a way to really put over Kenny Omega if he could beat Brock, though.
Exactly.
He ain't beat.
Like, he's really going to collect them all like Pokemon. Like, he's really going to collect them all.
Brock is about to be the WCW Hulk Hogan if he's over there.
And then he loses to the Big Black Boss Man for the Confederate title. And it's in a match that was only sanctioned in the South, so he technically didn't lose as long as he's in other 30 states.
It's the first championship to succeed from its own federation.
So here's the thing with Brock. As we all know, Brock is an MMA connoisseur, MMA athlete, former UFC heavyweight champion. Mm-hmm. The realm of the heavyweight division in UFC is about to drastically change with the induction of Jon Jones coming into that division.
Yep.
I don't see any chance in the world that Brock Lesnar goes over to UFC, depending on the money. Because I think Tony Khan got the pockets enough to pay Brock. Like, why am I going to go to UFC where I can get my ass whooped for real, where I can just come over here and chill? And I'm getting paid. Like, if the conditions are right for Brock to go to AEW.
Let's connect the dots on three SOLC shows real quick. I'm going to bring Scenario Sports into this box real quick.
Okay.
They're about to get an influx of some cash, the Cons, because they're about to get Trevor Lawrence, who's going to move units and jerseys, who's going to actually turn the thing around and put some actual asses in seats for Jaguar games.
Yeah.
So if they use that cash and can flip it around, man, they could bring anybody over there, including some of them people that's lost in the mix on WWE
NXT.
NXT, yeah.
We was doing too many monikers. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't want it if it ain't the Big Black Boss Man. I'm stuck on getting him, man. Y'all named my new hero.
We need to make the Big Black Boss Man needs to be somebody that we know that we send to go train for wrestling.
Oh, speaking of somebody that we know that we're gonna train for wrestling, RBS, don't you have an update on some motherfucker that we knew about that said they was training for WWE?
Oh, so hold on. This is the story. If people listeners remember, this is like when I was that on this episode, or were y'all on the scenario and we talked about this dude?
I think we was on scenario. We talked about this. So this is way back. Hey, listen, y'all
this is when y'all first joined the network.
Y'all gotta go back. You go back even further. We gotta go back to episode 2 of We Coming From UCast on Pro Wrestling Black. BlackBlack.org so you can hear this in its entirety. But no shout outs to B-Train because he a liar. And we finally prove that he is a liar. So B-Train, for those who did listen to that episode of the scenario, was a dude who ran up on us. We at the bar at the hotel, at the airport, chilling at Pennsylvania, tired, ready to go home. This dude runs up on us and was just like, are y'all wrestling fans? Guess what? I'm in NXT and I'm Finn Balor. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. That's like you saying, yo, I'm in the NBA, yo. Don't you want to see me play in the third quarter?
Exactly. So we found out, and honestly, this is how the podcast got started, because we found out that he was from Kansas City and he was training, quote unquote, at a wrestling school in Kansas City. So you know what? I'm probably just going to splice that whole thing in there because it's classic. We found out that the training school is next door to a Dollar General. And what was that? Was that in Grandview?
It was in Raytown.
So it's wrestling school right next door to a Dollar General in Raytown. So our dumbasses.
Shout out to them because they follow me on Instagram and they kind of they do comment on my shit. So shout out to them.
I have
nothing bad to say about this training. Y'all know who y'all. Do we need to say the name?
No. We call them Super Ultra Mega Pro Wrestling.
They have put out, let's just say there's two cats that's in New Japan right now. Shout out to the Regal Twins. They're killing it right now. They do put out athletes. So go ahead.
Yeah, they put out real athletes. Let me say this. Yes. Right. So we go to this Dollar General and we actually record going into this Dollar General asking the attendant. Now, if you don't know about Raytown, right? It's a black ass suburb. It's the North County of Kansas City, right?
Yep.
So we go on there, black ass Dollar General, black ass attendant. We asking them all these questions. Kind of sounded like this.
You know, it's so crazy. Before you even go explain Raytown, some people that watch all Mama's Family think that Raytown is all white. But
hell no!
Nah.
But there's people, there are listeners, and it's particularly our brothers and sisters in India that may have seen a Mama's Family and thought that Raytown was all white.
Hell,
that was all fictional.
Raytown, go ahead. Continue. Is the only place I've ever been to that had a gas station that had every flavor of MD 2020 in the
Yes, and I probably used to call that gas station.
But yeah, man. So the new news though is I forget this woman's name. I'm probably just gonna splice it in and put it on the screen. But Super Ultra Mega Pro Wrestling just actually got one of their athletes placed at NXT. So one of them is actually at NXT, and you know, Super Ultra Mega Pro Wrestling put it out and they were like, yeah, shout out to our first
say it again,
our first wrestler, our first wrestler to ever from this school to go to WWE. So B-Train, what's up, man?
You lying, man.
Was he even at the school?
So he was at the school, but they had pictures of him, and he was always the referee in the matches, or he was always like in the background. They'd be like, "Yo, shout out!"
That's our big black boss man right there. That's our big black boss man.
Yes. Hey, yo, B-Train, if you out there, oh my god, hey,
I got a role for you, bro.
RBS,
you have to have this Confederate belt, though. I mean, it's going to really send you a certain way within the black community, but it's all good. It's worth it.
RBS, you got to splice in the Shining Time Station music during this whole segment.
Man, but...
Yo, I got to figure this Confederate belt out, though. This could be an amazing thing.
We do. Check this out. So, before we get into the main ratchetness of the day, we gotta show some love to the third black WWE champion of all time. I'm wearing the shirt. Rated R wearing the shirt.
Yes, sir!
Matt got the Negro League shirt on. Daryl is blackity black.
I just got a black shirt on just because I was like, yo, I'm gonna represent for us for the black shirt on.
Hey, that's cool.
That's your spirit on that shirt.
But hey, shout out to Bobby Lashley for winning the belt on Monday Night Raw, beating the Miz. Miz cashed in Money in the Bank. He did his thing. Quick question before we go into that, real quick: is Miz a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh. Without a doubt.
Now is Miz.
That's because his story is so amazing where he came from. He's like literally, I mean, he literally is what you think about when somebody in a movie and a kid in a movie and becomes a wrestler. He's the epitome of like that kind of concept and thought process.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's now the question is, Miz is a Hall of Famer, sure. Absolutely. I don't think you can be a two-time Grand Slam winner and not be a Hall of Famer or have the longevity that he's had. I mean, Miz has had a dope low-key racist career. But but the question is, can you build a Hall of Fame class around Miz, or does he have to be a mid-card Hall of Famer?
Ooh. So like, basically will he be the main event Hall of Famer?
Like he got to go into the Hall of Fame, like when like Brock Lesnar goes in or something, or like somebody.
He's probably gonna be in his class.
Somebody bigger got to go in.
It's gonna be Miz, Brock Lesnar, Triple H. Triple H gonna probably be the main guy.
No, it's gonna be John Cena. He gonna go in with John Cena.
Ooh, he is going in with John Cena.
Undertaker.
Yep.
The Undertaker gonna be the main event guy.
Are they having the Hall of Fame this year?
I don't know.
I haven't seen anything for it yet. I was going to say, just put Miz in now, and then we can be done with him.
Just get it out the way.
Yeah, I think Undertaker going in this year? Since he's done?
I hope they have it. I mean, if they don't, I mean, they technically didn't put in Batista and them from last year, so he still got the backlog.
Right. We still owe Nash some bottles from kicking it with him when he's supposed to go in again
with the
outsiders. But,
yeah, that's right. The Rona came because they knew, like, this year, what the setup I had for y'all fellas, what we was going to be at, man? I had a house with a lake in the background, already locked down, and I was renting a convertible, and we were going to be in a fucking party. I'm just saying, it would have been epic. It probably would have been the last one we went to because we didn't need to go no more.
It was divine.
After this year of Corona, everything is going to be expedient. Everything everybody was going to do, like, man, it's going to be my last year. That's the next 5 years.
Exactly.
Last year.
Yep. Right.
Or whatever it was you're going to be doing.
This is definitely going to be an episode of Scenario, but the afterworld, the new world, is definitely going to be a topic soon because it's going to be some people trying to extend their run that it ain't going to work out the way they think it is.
A lot of people running out of gas.
It's the thing though, Matt. If you're going to make another run, this would be the time too.
Yeah, but you've been in the house for a year, man. You ain't going to be able to run like you think you can.
But everybody else has too. Unless you go to Atlanta or Texas.
It's going to be a lot of old, dead, passed out in the club looking ass cats out there.
lots of gas on the floor. So with Bobby Lashley, man, like real quick, man, your thoughts on Bobby Lashley, just, you know, thoughts on just only three black champions of all time. Yo, Matt, we're going to start with you, man. What you got?
So who are the three black champions with? Rock?
Yeah. So that's Rock, Kofi Kingston, and Bobby Lashley.
Black, and when we say champions, we mean WWE World Heavyweight.
Yeah, not World Heavy, Intercontinental, none of that.
Yeah, it's the flagship WWE title because that means that Mark Henry and Booker T would be in there.
Exactly.
If we was going the other way. Listen, man, I'm happy to see it. I think that, you know, I've only been back watching for about 2 months now. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, Bobby Lashley, I missed the beginning of the Hurt Business and all of that and how all of that kicked off. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy to see, like, Bobby Lashley went through the paces to get here. You know what I mean? Like, he had that first run. I think they mismanaged his first run, you know, when he was in the Umaga Trump Vince McMahon thing. That was, like, the peak of his first run. You know what I'm saying? He went out and did his thing, and now he's come back. And they really got him in the right place. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got him situated with the right, being in a crew. You know what I'm saying? You got everything that's in there. I love it, man. I just hope that he's not a mini transitional. Like, he goes to Mania, and they want for Drew McIntyre to walk away with it again. Because I don't know how much of an extended program I need between Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. What you got, Daryl?
We need this big black boss man. I'm telling you, we need a racist guy. I'm telling you, this would be the perfect heel situation for the Hurt Business. Is the sell-ins.
But wait, you know is the Hurt Business, are the Hurt Business faces or heels though? Because that is a really
that's a good question.
It's about what side of the street you stand on. I feel
when the sell-in crew come in, it'll be real fast that you'll find out that they what they are, and it will actually challenge the crowd because they wouldn't know to cheer or be happy because they'd be like, I kind of agree with that with the Celians.
I'll say this about, I'm happy for Bobby Lashley to get this belt. It's been a long time coming, a journeyman, if you will, just in the realm of just combat sports. I mean, he's had his stint in Strikeforce, did a good job there. It came in a WWE, did a, I mean, ECW champion, has he been an Intercontinental champion? I think he has.
Yeah, he was Intercontinental champion. Yep.
Intercontinental champion. I mean, his resume speaks.
He's been a U.S. champion too, right?
Yep. Yeah, he was just U.S. champion.
He's finally got his office with MVP at his side to be, you know, WWE heavyweight champion. Now, I'll say this, you know, MVP is his talking piece. Keep it that way because it's working. Mm-hmm. But my opinion of it is this. And I said this in the group me chat. Y'all already said this. At some point, the rent is always due. And the landlord is MVP. MVP deserves a title run. And I think the swerve is coming. You don't see it yet. You don't see it yet. But at some point, MVP is going to get some gold out somewhere. I don't know. But if it's anybody that deserves some gold,
why do the tag team championship belts look so trash?
They're trash. They're garbage.
So like they look like the belt Martin had on the episode when he fought Tommy Hearn. No, I swear to God, y'all can't tell me they don't like the CBC championship.
No, they do.
Charity
they do.
Boxing championship.
They are trash.
They used to look worse. They used to look worse. They used to be black, and the little medallions look like pennies.
Why don't they just use the old fucking world tag team belts that they had.
They look straight. The old belts from making the tag team look straight.
The old belts were dope, man. They're super dope.
Yeah.
See, this is why a big black boss man needs to be coming in here and like regulating and getting this stuff back together with designs. Well, he also went to school for design at Georgia State. That'd be the beauty of it.
There it is. But check this out. I think I got a new candidate for the big black boss man, actually.
Okay.
So, Big Draco. AKA Soulja Boy. So this is
him and
this,
him and Bow Wow start a stable. Tell me that wouldn't be amazing.
They could be the sell-ins. Bow Wow.
Y'all understand. I dreamed about this last night. A blue Bow Wow Soulja Boy stable.
So for those of y'all who have been under a rock, I'm pretty sure y'all have heard about this, but Soulja Boy and Randy Orton got into it on Twitter the other night.
Okay.
And listen to me when I say this. Listen to me. Somebody need to take Orton's phone around like 2-3 in the morning. I don't know what.
But that's when it happened. It was like
2-3 in the morning. But that's consistently.
So what kicked it off? Because he deleted one tweet when I went through the tweets. The one that was like, I guess, kicked it off. Orton deleted it.
So it actually got kicked off by Soulja Boy, right? So Soulja Boy gets on. This is like 1 in the morning. Actually, he said, "Rap game faker than WWE." Okay. You know, people, a lot of people get off on that whole, you know, hey, wrestling fake. Man. All right, cool. But of course, wrestlers don't take too kindly to that.
Especially when you say you're going to become an WWE.
Was that Daryl?
No, go ahead, Radar.
No, I said, especially you're saying that when you just said you're training to be in WWE.
So Bow Wow was training. This is Soulja Boy. I was saying that was faker than WWE, right?
No, I'm confused. So was he just, did it just happen to come on his timeline? Like, how would you just get a random Soulja Boy tweet in your, like, I've never seen Soulja Boy's tweets come ever in my, in my timeline, ever. I'm going ever. Nobody's Randy ever retweeted Orton, them. Randy nobody, Orton nothing.
Randy Orton be operating at them Paul Masson hours, man.
So, that's the thing. Like, shout out to Twitter from like 08 to like 2012.
Oh, that was when it was red. Shout out to Lil Howard U Week hashtag. If y'all ever want to go to that, do that.
Hey, man. Oh, man. But yo, you know, it could get kind of like real scarce around like 2-3 in the morning. And you start seeing some tweets and some stuff pop up that you like, yo, wait, hold on. What is
that's
this?
That's Twitter at the dark time right there.
Right. So that's probably how Big Draco popped up in Randy Orton pipeline or his timeline. But so it actually started out with Rated R's favorite wrestler right now, T-Bar from Retribution, a.k.a. T-Bag.
Is he black?
No, he is a white
man. I was thinking about it. He sounded like he could have been close to the big black boss man. I'm taking all applications right now.
Hey, but he could probably be the bailiff. He'll be a big, tall, blonde-headed dude. He could probably be his bailiff, though.
So, oh, no, his deputy is a white guy.
There you go. God. There it is.
But he loves black women on the low, and he like try to help black people out. He's like like a dude that kind of helps black people out and trying to do some stuff. And then he gets beat up and like how they used to do us.
So T-Bar actually tweeted first. He says, "Does the rap game take years off your life and leave you with countless injuries and debilitating pain? Oh well, maybe just stick to your super soaking hoes or whatever you be doing."
He didn't know the bit about Big Draco with that situation where he shot at the dudes in his house.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The nigga was like, he was like, pop, 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 pop. So Orton tweets to T-Bar and was just like, this is what he said, and I quote, "Fake. Dare this prick to step up. He don't like movies? Consider us actors that do stunts without pads 200 days a year and don't bitch when we get surgically repaired and come right back. Consider us 100 times tougher than anyone you've come across. Ain't nothing but a bitch ass ... Which I saw one tweet and it said, "A bitch ass what, Randall?"
No. How many dots was it?
It was 3 dots. Well, yeah.
I thought if it was 6 dots, I'd be like, okay,
Randy. Please continue, Randy. Please. Don't have to find a new barbershop. Right.
I know where you be at, Randy.
Yeah, watch that. Watch it. So, Big Draco.
That's one of them times when somebody be saying something and you be with them and then you be like, yeah. Hold up. What?
What are you saying?
Hold on. Wait. What was that? So Big Draco comes back to Randy Orton. He says, "Do you know who the fuck I am? I'll bring the real to wrestling. Don't play with me, Randy Orton." And he said it with all
of
them.
And this is the thing that Randy Orton needs to understand. You can't troll against troll masters. Soldier Boy is a master internet troll. You're going into a thing you cannot deal with. None of us can do, like, when those cats that are like those troll masters like that, don't even engage.
Nah, you can't do it. You can't do it. But Randy tried. So he replies, "Crank That came out in 07. You had a hell of a year. Serious money. Hats off to you, my dude. Here's the thing, though. I like rap. I bump that shit all day, whether it's Tunchi, Meek, Jay-Z. But what you call what I do to survive fake, fuck that. Come to my world and say that shit."
See, this sounds like a very white North County guy from the 90s.
Which is what he is.
You just described Randy Orton.
So, and I can hear in that North County white guy voice, Randy Orton has the quintessential white guy North County voice.
I heard that in the voice of that dude that Ray threw a promo on in the streets in that suit. That's what that's when Ray came to the ring like he was in Evolution and wrecked the cat and walked out.
Walked right past the police. That's a story for another time.
Yeah, it is.
So hey, Big go ahead. Big Draco says, if you mad because I spit facts, just say that. What you do is fake, and I stand on that. What I do is real. Come to your world, LOL. Welcome to Soldier World. Here's my favorite part. Randy Orton responds back, "You spitting facts? Seem like all you spitting is the same mess you rap about. Nuts. Clear your throat, my dog, and be there. Enough talk. Back it up."
Ouch. Ouch.
Nuts.
Damn. Ouch. Ouch.
He told Soldier Boy he spit nut. Wait a minute.
Ouch. Ouch.
So, of course, Bow Wow steps in. He's like, "I'm trying to be a wrestler, you know, blah, blah, blah."
Hold on. Bow Wow jumped into this?
Yeah, Bow Wow jumped into this whole thing. He was like, "Yo, they just mad because we about to take all they bitches and we about to take all they shine and all this." So before we get out of here, man, I need everybody's thoughts on Big Draco versus Randy Orton. Rated R, I'm gonna start with you.
Come on, man. Come on.
I think Soulja Boy can win.
Soulja Boy can win against who?
Against Randy Orton.
Shit.
No, listen. Listen to how this is gonna go.
I'm listening.
When there's so many layers to this, how this can go for young Draco to win. Young Draco. First of all, Young Draco, his name is Young Draco. You're missing the key point of this party.
How old
He's
is
Young
man?
Draco for a reason.
Wait a minute, time out. No, we're
he
gonna
comes
stop
to
right
the
here.
Ring with a
we're
gun.
Gonna, we're gonna stop right here. We're gonna stop. We're gonna stop right here. How old is how old is this? How old is he?
Who, Young Draco?
Yes. How old is he?
He's gotta be about 30 now, ain't he?
Wait, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna stop you right. We're gonna the conversation's over.
Yeah, Soulja Boy 30.
If you're 30 years old and calling yourself Young Draco at the age of 30 years old.
You're missing out. You're missing some key points here.
You're
first
go
all,
ahead.
Young Draco.
But okay, all, I'm only rated R on this podcast. I don't go outside this house and call myself rated R.
This is the thing you're missing out with is that you think Young Draco not gonna bring Bompton with him to that ring? That's the whole setup. Is that Bompton gonna be coming out the crowd? And that's how he's going to win.
The pandemic.
That's the whole, that's even better.
Gonna become,
wait a minute. Are you saying he's going to hop out of TV like the Silk the Shocker cover?
I was just about to say that.
Even better.
Even better. Matter of fact, Big Draco bringing Silk the Shocker with him. Silk coming with him.
Once you step into that Thunderdome.
So you're saying the whole tank leader? The No Limit Invasion?
The whole No Limit tank. But here's the thing. There's only one person who's controlling everybody's fate inside that fucking WWE Thunderdome, and his name is Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Vincent Kennedy McMahon can squash the shit out of Young Draco. His name won't even be Young Draco when he come in there. His name will be like fucking Frank Tobias or some shit. Some bullshit.
I'm like Tobias. I'm just saying, see, this is why they need
pasta house on the weekends.
That's why they need a little bit more black. Literally, we could have a North County battle. Like, they literally have a battle, like a North County backyard brawl. Like, it's literally just in the back of, like, a North County house. Like, and, like you know, it's a, like a situation with like that, where it's, like, literally in the middle of North County.
The fight starts at the Burlington Downs, like, monolith, where the horse is at.
There you go. Ooh, and it goes to the clubhouse. Yeah.
This would be the worst follow-up.
Randy Orton better get props because the Burlington Downs has changed over with the clientele. I'm from the streets. Look at where I'm from. And it could be a battle of the streets. The they can really change Randy Orton's thing over like live, they did with the Undertaker.
Live from Burlington Downs.
they changed Randy Orton back into a biker, or he changed into a dead man? Which way he going?
No, like they changed Randy Orton into basically what John Cena used to be.
Oh, basic thugonomics.
They make him into quintessential North County for real. Oh, I'm talking about backwards hat, you know what I'm saying, Jays. He's literally the John Cena heel version, though.
Hey, he should come out with the backwards hat, the white t-shirt, wearing some Jabot jeans. Like, if Randy Orton came out with some Jabots, dog.
He has some polo boots.
Look, he cuts promos getting his hair braided. You know what I'm saying? Like, where he's like...
Hey, Randy Orton can't have no... He gonna have them Jerry Rice braids.
Do yourself a favor. There's a YouTube video in St. Louis. There was something about they were talking about the Second Amendment rights in Missouri, and it was showing a gun store, and the motherfucker that was in there buying a gun was Randy Orton. It's on YouTube.
Wait, so both Young Draco and Randy Orton come into the ring with guns. Basically, what we're saying.
Yes.
They're gonna have a gun battle in the
Thunderdome. And it's the thing though, you have a metal detector at the front to make sure they don't have none. Like, man, you have to give it up, man. And security gotta take out the guns.
But you gotta see Vince. Like when they walk through the metal detector, you see Vince in the background push the button to silence it when Randy walk in.
Oh,
or I'm saying it's a gun, somebody from Bompton slides a little knife. You know what I'm saying? A little shanky, because you know he went to jail for a minute.
But then
Young Draco went to jail for a year and some change.
But then the big back boss man come down like Sting from the top.
There you go. That'd be dope. That'd be dope. Book it.
He had that.
Hey, man, we need to give you the pencil, man. Give him
the taser that they hit Ali with.
Give him the pencil. Hey, we gotta pass this up. We gotta fast this up because I gotta get on out of here.
Hey, man. You know what? We can't. Go ahead.
Who getting the You know what? You know, we give up an award called the John Jones Memorial Freedom Award, and it's a complimentary award that we give out when you do three stupid things at one time. And you say you're doing something, and you don't do it. It's called the Nate Robinson Award of Egregiousness. The Nate Robinson Award of Egregiousness this year is the entire state of Texas because yes. You motherfuckers are not wearing a mask next week.
Yes.
So Booker T, Mark Henry, Undertaker, if that's where you from.
Oh, yeah.
Big Black Boss man, y'all, we need this.
Yep.
Hey, on that note, this has been a quick ass episode. We had to get in and out. Hey, so Matt and Daryl, man, appreciate y'all coming on. We got a
Confederate title, y'all. I need somebody, because somebody, one of the y'all listeners, mock me up a Confederate title belt.
Hey, send that to him.
Nah, for real.
Send it here.
Send it. We coming for UCAS at gmail.com. Go ahead, send it. Go ahead, send it.
I want to see a Confederate belt.
Hey, Daryl, man, tell them where they can find you at online.
Oh, man, there's Dig Game ISU on Instagram, Dig Game on Twitter. You know, SOC Network, you know, hit us up on there with all the different shows and everything we got cracking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Matt, where can they find you at?
Well, you used to be able to find me at Cheap Seat Fan on Twitter, but the man decided that I couldn't have that anymore. So you can find me at the same thing on Instagram. You can find me anywhere that you find SOLC products at, man. We out here, yo. Appreciate it.
Man, they go back and listen to the last episode of Scenario. They legit took this man's Twitter account. That don't make no sense. And I'm mad. Rated R, man. Tell him where
he's
in
that white
you.
Man. He need to send that white man. I keep telling him he's in that white man. Like, this is me. This is my account.
You can find me on all social media platforms at @R_18_R.
Yo, that's it. Black Boss Man has got to get this belt.
Yo.
There's no way that Tessa Blanche is letting that belt.
Hey, man. On that note, we'll catch y'all next time, bro. Peace. Bruh.
You want it? You got it. You want me to get crazy? I'll get crazy. Sit here apologizing. For what? You gotta have to fight three guys? Three guys trying to kill me? I'm a gang member, baby. Remember that?